Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. We have 6 minutes to go before the start of the boys' varsity game between the top-ranked Dayton Pirates and your Amity Warriors. And the Pirates, of course, come into this game with a 12-0 record. They have the number two RPI rank, the number one Collie rank, the number one overall rank, and they lead Horizon Christian, who they've defeated handily. Cascade Christian ranked third in the state, Salem Academy, Blanchett Catholic, and then Amity High School at number six. So promises to be a very exciting matchup. Dayton, of course, led by the superstar point guard, Zach Menards, and got a chance to visit with Zach a little bit this summer, and he's a pretty good kid. He's a hard-working kid for sure. He's a good student. He's hardworking not only on the basketball floor but in every area of life, I guess the right way to say it. And he's a kid that he knows he's good, but he also knows he's got a lot of things to improve on in his game. And he really committed himself to the weight room. He's gotten a lot stronger. He has continued to develop his offensive game. He went for 46 earlier this year against Harrisburg High School, who's the eighth-ranked team in the state. And so the key to this night, without question, is stopping the best player in the state, Zach Menards. Looking to get a win against Amity here. The Warriors beat Dayton here last year, lost at Dayton in a game that they had a good chance in, and then lost a tough one at districts to Dayton. Neither team placed highly at state last year, but Dayton returning their best player. The Warriors, of course, lost a group of seniors and have been relying on some guys learning some new roles and taking on some new responsibilities, and they've been doing that pretty well. The Warriors have a 9-2 record overall. The two teams they've lost to, LeGrand High School, a good 4A school, and they lost on the road at Catlin Gable when they were playing three games in 4 nights early in the season. For Dayton, they have a transfer student this year that promises to be a bit of a challenge to deal with. If you remember DJ Flowers from a couple years ago on their state championship team from 2 years ago, this is his little brother who just transferred here, Jalen Flowers. Jalen, though, is not little in terms of size. He's 6'5", and can be a force inside the paint for Dayton, so that brings a different aspect to the Pirates than what they had last year. Last year, of course, they had the likes of Jared Ashley and some other just hard-working guys inside, but they didn't have anybody with the size or athleticism of the Flowers kid. And so for Dayton, the starting lineup tonight will be Braden Nowlin. Nowlin is a 5'7 sophomore. Zach Menards, of course, the 5'11 senior. Bailey West, 5'10 junior. Tanner Lewis, a 6'2 junior. And Jalen Flowers, a 6'5 senior. So this is a senior-laden team. They also have Oscar Rosas, who is a lightning-quick tailback in football. Also plays basketball and is a, I'm sure, a tremendous defender when he's in the game. I don't know about his offensive game, but defensively, he's going to have all the physical tools to be a very good defender. Warriors starting there back to their normal starting lineup with Clint Hatch coming back from the back injury. He'll be joined by Dylan and Derek Stearns, Brandon Wilson, Devin McShane. A couple nights ago, last Friday over in Sheridan, we saw the best game of the year out of Derek Stearns. Really played dominating on both ends of the floor in the paint. And that's the kind of game he's going to have to bring tonight against the Flowers kid as well as Tanner Lewis inside. And if Derek shows up, plays like that, the Warriors have a chance against anybody. He used his length, he used his strength and his touch, and just brought a ton of energy inside the paint. And that was a game that Clint sat out, so Derek had to play some extra minutes and just did a fantastic job. And that's a big Sheridan team, if you remember. They go 6'4 and 6'8 inside, and Derek just did a fantastic job against them. Also, what we saw Friday night was the Warriors got both of their three-point shooters going in that game. Devin McShane hit three in a row at one point, and Dylan Stearns hit three in a row at one point. So if those two guys are feeling it, then that's going to change the game significantly if they're both able to knock down those shots. Also, Sam White played a real nice game over there at Sheridan, and that's when Sam can come in and contribute offensively off the bench. When he gets his shot going, that changes things for the Warriors quite a bit, gives them another scoring option. Another young man that's been playing quite a few minutes and doing just a fantastic job, especially in the defensive end, but he does contribute on the offensive end also. Jason Nelson, the 6'1 junior. And we had an exciting boys JV game earlier here where it went into overtime. The boys pulled out a win there, and the girls lost in overtime, JV girls, and then the varsity girls really got pounded tonight, just didn't play very well at all. Morgan Croxford went out with really was starting the game with a sore knee and just not able to really get untracked at all. Ended up leaving in the second quarter with that knee really hurting. And so Warriors were definitely not at full strength, and Dayton came out, shot the lights out from three-point range. Shawnee Spink put on a clinic in the first quarter with 18 points in the first half total. And then the Rojas girl took over after that and just exerted her will against the Warriors inside. So we'll see if we can turn the tables on them here in the boys' varsity game. Number one ranked Dayton versus number six ranked Amity, coming right after this message. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors getting introduced here. You can hear the noise in the background. I'll let John Stearns do the honors. You can listen in. All right, you got a chance to hear the voice of the Warriors there, John Stearns, getting everybody pumped up. Remember, John will be doing the radio broadcast for us on Wednesday from Willamina as I have a board meeting. And so I trust you'll tune in there. We'll make sure to check Facebook, the Amity District Facebook site, and we'll make sure that you know what the appropriate link. Hopefully we'll have tune in back up and going here by the end of this week. That would be wonderful. All right, Warriors set to jump. Flowers and Stearns meet at center court out there. 6'6 Stearns, 6'5 Flowers. Should be promised to be a good battle inside. And already McShane and McShane and Bernard's getting into each other a little bit in good nature. Bernard's sticking his foot inside of McShane's and vice versa. And they've known each other been playing against each other for 4 years. Stearns high for the tip, but he tips it out of bounds, and that will be Dayton ball. Derek with some good hops there. He got up a good 5 inches higher than Flowers on that. That's got to feel good. Give him some confidence there. So Warriors in man-to-man defense. Hatch is going to be low on Flowers. Flowers battling with Hatch down there already. They're tied up. And they've got the ball in the hands of Lewis. Lewis on the perimeter, guarded by Dylan Stearns. He hands off to West. West back to Nowlin. Nowlin works the right side. They're trying to go inside the Flowers. Finally, they lob it. Good job by Hatch to force him back out. They go out in the corner, and there's a three-point shot knocked down by West to get things started for Dayton. Good ball movement. They really wanted to force the ball inside. Flowers made a nice pass out to the corner. McShane over to Dylan Stearns. Quick three from there. A little long off the back of the rim. Nowlin with the rebound. Nowlin pushes it over to West. West still dribbling all the way into the key. Kicks it out for a three-point attempt. That one missed. Should have an over-the-back on Flowers, and we will. That was a missed three-pointer by Tanner Lewis. Flowers gets an over-the-back as his elbow hits the back of the head on Hatch. Good box out by Clint. First foul on Flowers. First team foul on Dayton. 3-0 Dayton here early in the first quarter. McShane brings it up across half court. Derek Stearns out top by the center circle. Now to Wilson. Left angle. Penetrates. Kicks it out. Derek Stearns top of the key. Swings it right side to Dylan. Dylan now to McShane. McShane works off the screen. Brings out Flowers with him. Couldn't find the cutter. Now he penetrates. Ball stripped away and knocked away from there by West. Ball taken all the way in. Blocked by Wilson. And then picked up by, I think, West and put back in. I think it was Bailey West. 5-0 Dayton here early. Good defense there by the Pirates. There's a kick down in the corner to Dylan Stearns. Dylan goes baseline on Bernard's, loses the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Bernard's. Dylan couldn't hang on to that one. A little high dribble there, and it got away from him. Bernard's doesn't even have the ball in his hands, letting Nowlin and West. Now they get it to Bernard. Swings it right side to West. Fakes the three. Trying to go inside to Flowers. Now he penetrates. Kicks it out in the corner. There's a three-pointer hit by Tanner Lewis, and we're going to have a timeout taken. by the Warriors. They're giving the look like they want to go inside. And when the Warriors' defense is collapsing, they're simply kicking it out to the three-point shooter and getting a good look. It's 8-0 already in favor of Dayton. And the Warriors have had two turnovers and a couple of missed shots at their end. And Dayton's come down and capitalized on three out of four trips. All right, or three out of five trips. All right, we're going to take a we won't take a break. We'll stay right here during this 30-second timeout. If you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering slow-smoke flavor, well, it sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those very special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right. Warriors basketball, trailing 8-0. Only a minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Warriors need to take better care of the basketball, and they need to do a better job defensively getting out on three-point shooters. Wilson working on Nallen. Nallen shorter than Wilson by about 4 inches, but very quick. Nallen or picks up his dribble now and gets it out to Dillon. Stearns with the ball out by the Warrior head. Working on Bernards. Goes left side to Nelson into the game to Hatch. Hatch right at the rim. Lays it up and in. Nice job. The Warriors took a timeout and match up a little bit better there, and Hatch gets his first bucket of the game. It's 8-2 Dayton. West penetrates, kicks it out. Nowlin, corner three, hits it. Wow, Braden Nowlin, no hesitation there, and it's 11-2 just like that. McShane, left side, goes baseline, pulls up, banks it off the glass over Flowers and in. A little six-foot runner there from McShane. He's got his first two. It's 11-4. West fakes the three, drives on Nelson, pushes off, gets away with it, gets it to Flowers. Flowers kicks it out to Bernards. Bernards stands still, three from about 23, no good. Hatch with the rebound to McShane. McShane with a nice dribble to get away from West, goes out in the corner to Nelson. Nelson, bounce pass back out on top to McShane. McShane works on West, kicks it out to Wilson. Wilson, three-pointer, right corner, strong. Nelson, weak side rebound, takes it up, swatted out of there by Flowers. Hatch gets it. Hatch underneath to Nelson. Nelson around Nowlin, up and in. Nice pass by Clint Hatch. Jason was yelling at him, and he heard him. 11-6. West brings it up the left side. Not even trying to go to Bernards right now. Bernards has taken one shot so far. There's a drive up and under by Tanner Lewis. Got past his man, got all the way to the basket, up and under. It's 13-6. McShane, quick three at the other end. Won't stay in. Bernards with the rebound. Pushes it ahead. There's a steal by McShane, though. McShane pulls up. 15-footer. Splat. Left angle. Nice job by Devin McShane. Caught Bernard sleeping there, and he threw a soft pass that Devin was able to jump that passing lane on. Now we got to reach in on Wilson as Bernard gives him a little hesitation. 13-8. Warriors trailing by 5. 4:33 left in the first quarter. Ron Hopp, Dayton coach, up yelling something to his players, getting them in the set. He wants them in. Scott Nelson working his players to the end, talking to Dillon about defensive posturing. Dillon was one that got beat by Tanner Lewis on that drive. He's got to do a better job on Tanner. Bernards now with the ball in his hands. Walks it up on Wilson. Goes out left side to Lewis. Lewis goes baseline now to Flowers. Flowers up and under. He's fouled. Thought Hatch had a hand on the ball, but they say he got him down low. So that'll be Hatch's first foul. Put Flowers at the line to shoot two. Second team foul on the Warriors. Stern's going to come back in here in a second. Hatch is going to go back out. Derek got a quick break. I don't think they can go with Hatch and Derek in there with the matchups they had there. Just too much drive and dish ability there by too many different players. And so you might see an alternation now between Hatch and Derek Stearns. Flowers makes the first. He'll have one more. This one is up, and both of them good. So he's got his first 2 points in this rivalry game. Warriors down 15-8 with the ball. Stearns out on top to Nelson. Nelson works right side, flips it over to the Warrior head to Wilson. Wilson out on top to McShane, fakes the three. He's got West right up in his grill. It works on West, gets to Wilson. Wilson comes off the McShane screen, pulls up at the foul line, little strong. Bernard's high for the rebound. Kicks it ahead to West on the left side. West pulls up three-point line. Luke thinks about it. Now he goes. And they get the ball to Bernards on the right side. Takes it in strong. Dillon Stearns with a block. And then they call the late whistle on the foul. Stearns had ball. Might have slid down and got a piece of the arm there, too. Good aggressive move by Bernards. Thought Dillon was going to get the play there and make the block, but he couldn't complete it. He had his hand on the ball, but Bernards stuck with it. And finally, I think, drew some arm-to-arm contact as he followed through on the shot. Bernards hits the first, his first point of the game. You know, if you told me we were 4 minutes into the game, Bernard's only had 1 point and one team had 16, you would have thought it would have been the Warriors. Bernard's rims the second one in. So he has two, and it's a 17-8 game. Warriors, a little bit of a slow start. Good start by Dayton here. Warriors need to settle down and get into a rhythm. Out on top to McShane. Fakes the three, drives, draws contact on West. That's going to be the second team foul, I believe, against Dayton. That's West's first foul. Bailey West, the 5'10 junior, tasked with guarding McShane. Wilson inbounds it to Nelson. Nelson brings it up now, gets the offense started, goes right on Tanner Lewis, all the way to the basket. He's fouled. Nice drive. Jason Nelson taking advantage of his speed versus Tanner Lewis. Might be giving up an inch of height there to Lewis, but I think Nelson a little bit quicker than Lewis thought he was. But Jason on the line to shoot two. Third team foul, first on Lewis. First one, good by Nelson. Mentioned that Jason had been one of those players that really been picking up his game, especially on the defensive end. But offensively, if you leave him alone, he can make the shot, and he definitely is capable of putting the ball on the floor. He's an explosive athlete. Second best high jumper in the state last year in 3A, behind only his brother Lance. Jason went 6'2 at state, had never gone over 6 foot before in his life, but he's got that kind of ability. West, left side three, no, backs it out to Nowlin. Nowlin now back left side to West. West trying to go inside a high post. It's not there. He goes low post to Flowers. Now they go right side Bernard's for a look from three-point range, and nobody was on him. So much ball movement away from Bernard's, and then they reverse it to him, and nobody got there. 20-10. The drive by Wilson cut off by Flowers. Now Nowlin harasses Wilson into a turnover. Too much dribbling there. 10-point Dayton lead. Dayton fired up for this one. But so far, playing under control. Warriors also under control, just need to be a little bit better on the offensive end in their execution. Nowlin to Bernard's, fakes the 30-footer, gets people to bite on it, goes right corner to West, short on the three, rebound Wilson. Wilson pushes it way ahead to Derek Stearns. Derek leaves it for McShane. McShane backs it out. Now he goes baseline, up and under, draws contact, he'll go to the line. That's going to be on Bernard's, I think. Bernard's doesn't like it. Talking to the official about it, but it's going to be on him. Great job by Devin. Fearless going in there. Beat his man. Bernard's came across to help, and Devin just hung in the air. Make sure he drew contact before he put the shot up. So McShane to the line. That's the first on Bernard's. Free throw good from Devin. These two have known each other, played against each other for 4 years in these gymnasiums in Dayton and Amity and down there at Central High School for district tournaments. Played a lot of minutes against each other. Into the game, Oscar Rosas, 5'10", senior, going to replace West. So they bring more speed to the floor. Rosas, an explosive running back for Dayton during the football season. McShane buries the second one. He's got 6 points in the game. It's 20-12. Warriors picking up now a little bit of token pressure man. Bernard's with McShane on him. Swings it left side to Nowlin. Nowlin crosses over, tries to get by Nelson, can't do it. Now he hits Bernard's as he cuts. Bernard's fadeaway, tough shot, and he buried it. Oh, my goodness. Zach Bernard's off the wrong foot, fading away over McShane, and he hits a 12-footer. That was a very hard shot. White into the game. He's got the ball. Fakes the penetration. Now he backs it out. Nowlin harassing him. Don't want to dribble too much against the quick hands of Nowlin. Over to Wilson, or to Nelson. Nelson to McShane. They're really extending their pressure now. McShane with a good head fake gets in, kicks it out in the corner, tipped away. Ball's loose and saved by Dayton. McShane gets away with a kick, and he saves it. McShane with a steal. White hits Derek Stearns for the lay-in. Nice cut by Derek Stearns to the basket. White gave a little head fake, almost traveled, made a nice bounce pass to McShane, and the Warriors get two out of it. 22-14. Flowers backing down, kicks it out in the corner. Three-pointer from there, no good. Rebound by Derek Stearns, ahead to Dylan Stearns. Dylan up with the left hand and in. That's how you run the fast break, boys. Derek to Dylan for the basket. And Lewis could not catch up with, after missing the three, he couldn't catch up with the fast break. Bernard's is going to get a, there's going to be a foul against Derek Stearns. Flowers was setting a screen on Stearns. Stearns says, I got held. I was just trying to fight through the hold. But the foul is going to be called on Stearns. Kodiak Yeager into the game replaces Dylan Stearns. 22-16, Flowers out. And into the game, number 31, Tristan Fergus, a 6'4 junior. And Bernards is on the floor over there. I don't know what happened. He lost his balance. They were jostling for position. Now they've got wet stuff on the floor. And he's giving the official an earful about something over there. Working him pretty good. Bernard's going to inbound, anxious for the ball. Nothing down on the baseline. Throws it into the backcourt for Nallen. Nallen chases it down underneath the Amity basket and then brings it up. Warriors still in man-to-man defense. Nelson on Nallen. Nallen works left, tipped away by Jaeger. He gets it back. Lewis with the drive, up and under with the right hand. No good. Derek Stearns high for the rebound. He brings it out himself, pushes it up to half court, then hands it off to McShane. McShane, bounce pass low to Jaeger, tipped away by, I think, Bernards, and out of bounds. It's going to be Amity basketball, 22-16, 103 to go in the first quarter. Warriors down six. White is set to inbound, looking for something. Finally throws it way out high to McShane. McShane fakes the three, and it's stripped away by Rosas. Rosas takes it all the way, and he misses. McShane battles, can't get it. Jaeger had it, and we've got a foul as Jaeger was going for the ball. I think that's on Rosas. It's going to be Amity basketball. It is on Rosas. Loose ball foul. Jaeger hustling for that, made that play happen. 15 foul against Dayton. Warriors have 14 fouls. 22-16 Warriors and their ball. Nice job. Boy, that was a good pick by Rosas, I tell you. He's got some super quick hands. Warriors are going to have to be careful dribbling the ball anywhere near him. White brings it up. 50 seconds to go. White working on Nowlin. Works left. Hands it to McShane. McShane working against this 2-3 zone now. White starts to penetrate. It's going to be a blocking foul on Rosas. A little too aggressive with his defense. And White, good job to take advantage of that and get his body into that leg. That's a second on Rosas just like that. It's going to be Warrior basketball, 41.9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Exciting, action-packed first quarter that it has been. McShane with the ball, brings it across half court. Rosas on him, gets a screen from McShane, or from Dillon. There's going to be a foul. McShane went up. That's going to be the third on Rosas. McShane got a screen from Derek Stearns. He faked using it, went right. Rosas got out of position. McShane hung in the air, drew contact, and Rosas has three just like that. Dave Dumbler pretty happy about that over here to my right. Happy to see Rosas out of the game. 32.5 seconds to go. McShane to the foul line. He buries it. McShane will have one more. West back into the game as Rosas goes to the bench. Rosas was an impact player while he was in the game, but it was more negative than positive for Dayton as he picks up three fouls, puts them over the limit here for the rest of the first half. Second one by McShane, perfect. Four out of four from the line. He's got 8 points in the first quarter. 22-18, Warriors trailing by four. Under 30 seconds to go, Bernards with the ball in his hand. Bernards working on Jaeger on the left wing. Pulls up from 28 feet, short. Rebound by Nelson. 20 seconds to go. Gets it to McShane. McShane up the right side. Crosses half court and slows it down by the Warrior head. Backs it out now a little bit. Spread it out against this zone defense. Still dribbling out by the center circle. Down to 6 seconds. Now he crosses over, and we've got a 5-second call. They said he was closely guarded. Well, I didn't think he was that closely guarded. McShane didn't think he was being closely guarded, but that's just a mental mistake on Devin's part and didn't realize the official was counting. So 5 seconds to go, and Dayton's going to get a last shot here. Nallen dribbles it up against Nelson, gets all the way in, off-balance shot, no good, falls to the floor. There's no foul on the play, and so we go to the end of the first quarter with the score, Amity 18 and Dayton 22. We'll be back after this message.
Golden Valley Restaurant and Brewery, old-fashioned quality, handcrafted cuisine. Golden Valley is one of only 13 restaurants in the U.S. raising their own beef, and you can taste the difference. Golden Valley Restaurant in Mac, corner of Johnson and 3rd Streets.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School, where the Warriors trailed and top-ranked 3A boys basketball team, Dayton Pirates, by four, 22-18 after one quarter. Warriors got out to a slow start. It was 8-0 after just a minute and a half of this game. Warriors settled down on both ends of the floor. Dayton missed some of those shots instead of making everything under the sun, and the Warriors settled down and got their offensive game going. White in the game, along with McShane, Derek Stearns, Kodiak Yeager. White pulls up at the foul line. He's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good move by Sam White. Foul's going to be on Nolan. His first, 18 foul. White will go to the line to shoot one on one. So it's Yeager, Derek Stearns, White, Nelson, and McShane on the floor for the Warriors. First one good by White. His first point of the game. Flowers back into the game. He's in there with, looks like, their entire starting lineup. So it's Nowlin, Bernards, West, Lewis, and Flowers into the game for the Pirates. White with one more. Perfect on that one also. Sam White makes it a two-point game, 22-20, here early in the second quarter. Pirates with a two-point lead in the ball. Bernards brings it up slowly, surveys the court, swings it right side to Nowlin. Nowlin to West. West looks for the cutter, finds Bernards, gets it up and in just like that. Nice cut to the ball and then to the basket by Bernards. White with the ball, dribbles left, hands off to McShane. McShane working on West. Bailey West trying to guard McShane. He goes out right side to Nelson. His pass stolen away as he tried to go into Derek Stearns. Derek couldn't hold position. Bernards on the baseline, fakes the three. Little pocket pass back out to West. West for three, short. Almost had his own rebound, and White gets it, and West runs into him. Great hustle by Sam White to get to that ball. Bernard's talking to West as they walk back up the floor, telling him he's got to stay composed. You can't have fouls like that. That's going to put Sam White back on the line to shoot one and one. That's 19 fouls already against Dayton. Warriors only have four. So Amity, from this point out, will be, after this trip to the line, they'll shoot one and one this time. But after this, they're going to shoot two on every foul for the next 7 minutes and 10 seconds. White misses. Ball tip loose. Flowers comes down with it. To Bernards. Bernards, left corner. Nowlin for three. No good. High for the rebound. Derek Stearns comes down with it. Stearns to Nelson. Nelson, left angle to White. White back out on top to Stearns. Stearns to White. White still dribbling. Finally gets the ball in the hands to Nelson. Nelson starts to drive, dumps it down to Stearns. Stearns lays it up, and it sits on the back of the rim, won't go in. Flowers comes down with it, throws it way ahead to West. West up and under and lays it in. McShane avoided the foul there. West gets the bucket. He's got seven in the game. 26-20. Warriors had it right at the basket, and that just stayed up on the rim. You couldn't shot any softer. Nelson now struggling on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. That will be... We're going to check here. They're going to bring somebody in. It's going to be Dayton basketball in the alternate possession. Dylan Stearns in the game for Devin McShane. So it's Stearns and Stearns, Yeager, Nelson, and White in the game right now. Six-point game. Warriors trailing 26-20. 6:18 to go in the first half. Warriors need to keep playing aggressive on the defensive end, but they've done a good job of not committing fouls. That last one by Derek Stearns right at the rim, turned, put it up real soft, and it just sat on the kind of back edge of the rim, almost came to a complete stop up there before rolling off. Nowlin with the ball, working the right side, pulls up at the foul line, kicks it back out to West. West dribbles back out to Nowlin, 22-footer, good. 9-point game. Warriors need to get back into a groove here. They had this down to a 2-point game. Stearns for three, right side, buries it. Dylan Stearns with his first three-pointer of the game. That's a good sign. 29-23, Warriors right back at him. There's a three-pointer coming right back the other way by Tanner Lewis. Nobody got on him from 22 feet on the right angle, and it's a 32-23 game. Warriors don't want to trade three-pointers here. White out to Derek Stearns, swings it to Dylan at the circle. Now to Nelson. Nelson starts to penetrate, picks up his dribble, pulls up. Baseline, 15-footer. He drains it. He didn't even want to shoot that ball, but nobody was open. Coming the other way, missed three-pointer. Great box out by Jason Nelson, and then he's fouled by Tanner Lewis as he tries to take off up the court. That's going to put Nelson on the line to shoot two. Heady play by Jason. Jason had a great box out on Tanner, came down with the ball, and then felt Tanner on his hip, and so started to push away from him up the floor, and Lewis tried to reach in and get the ball and bumped him. It was all because Jason maintained the contact after he got the rebound. He kept the box out alive, kind of, and frustrated Lewis a little bit. Nelson to the line to shoot two. 7-point game right now. Oh, he's way short on that one. He'll have one more. Come on, Jason. Got to make your free throws, buddy. 5:14 to go in the first half. Second one by Nelson. Perfect. So the score is 32-26. Hop calling out the play from the bench. Bernards gets things started here. He's out by the Warrior head here to my right, right in front of the Warriors bench. He drives left hand, kicks out. Wide open three for Lewis, and he buries another one. It's the Bernards drive and kick that the Warriors are having a hard time with. They don't want to back off of Bernards. But then when he drives, they're collapsing on defense. Other end, three-pointer missed by Dylan Stearns. Ball loose on the floor off of Sam White as he battled for it. Wilson back in for White. White gave him some good minutes there. Got 2 points in the game, but did a good job of getting the offense going several times when they needed it. Warriors trailing by 9. Pirate basketball. Crossover by West. Gets around everybody. Reverses it up and in. Nice play by Bailey West. He has 9 in the game. The other way, Kodiak Yeager through traffic. Finger rolls, leaves it short. Flowers with a rebound. Yeager was right to the rim, but he just left it hanging. Warriors down 11. There's a steal by Nelson at the other end on a hook pass by West. And then the ball stolen by Nallen, but knocked out of bounds. He couldn't hang on to it. Warrior basketball down 11, 4:19 to go. The open three-pointer has been the Achilles heel of the Warriors' defense tonight. They've collapsed on defense too many times and left too many good shooters open. The likes of Tanner Lewis with 3 three-pointers is hurting them. Nelson with the ball to Wilson. Wilson looks at the three on the right angle. Now he dribbles out of that. Still dribbling. Gets into the paint. Pulls up and hits a little leaning 12-footer. Nice job by Brandon Wilson. His first bucket of the game. Halfway through the second quarter now. Warriors down 9, 37. Tanner Lewis feeling it. Takes a long three from about 25 feet. No good. Wilson with the rebound. Ahead to Yeager. Yeager is going to get the offensive foul as he tried to step through. I don't think that's a very good call. Lewis had position, but Lewis flopped. That was not a... That was not a hard contact at all by Yeager. Yeager was stepping across Lewis. Barely made contact, I thought. Lewis fell to the floor, drew the call. McShane in, Nelson out. So it's McShane, Stearns, Yeager, and Wilson on the floor for the Warriors. Down 9. And on defense right now. Nowlin to Bernards. Bernards in front of the Warriors bench. Looking for the cutter. Nothing there. Yeager on Bernards. Nowlin left corner 3. No good. Ball loose. Tipped away. Should be off of. Oh, I thought West hit that. They're going to say it was off of the Warriors and out of bounds. Could have gone either way there. Bernards to inbound. Left side of the key on the baseline. Underneath their own basket. Gets in the corner now and fakes the three. Goes baseline, little floater, no good. Rebound, Flowers tips it twice, and Dylan Stearns comes out of there with it. Flowers got some good length in there, and he's an athletic kid. Gets off the floor pretty quickly on both feet. Wilson starts to penetrate, nothing there. Hands it to Dylan. Stearns, Nallen cuts him off. Dylan drives, right hand, back out to Derek. We've got an offensive foul. Dylan, after he made the pass, just ran Flowers over. That one I got to agree with, unfortunately. Didn't like the other one. Bernard's trying to clean up some of the moisture with his butt out there. And no towel on the floor and got a little wet. They're looking for a towel right now as there's some moisture on the floor still, even after Bernard's effort there. 3:13 to go in the second quarter. Still waiting to wipe up the moisture on the floor. 37-28. 9-point Dayton lead. Official wipes it all up, kicks the towel out of bounds, and we're ready to go. Dayton ball, after a couple of offensive fouls by the Warriors, ruined some opportunities. Nowlin back to Bernards. Bernards walks it across half court, swings it left side to Tanner Lewis. He's been a thorn in the Warriors' side. High post for West. West working on McShane. And we've got a foul on Flowers away from the ball as Derek battled for position down there. Going to say that he grabbed Derek and tried to pull him out of the way. Good job by Stearns to battle. If you don't battle, you don't get those calls. Under 3 minutes to go now. Warriors ball trailing by nine. They were down eight early. It's been a nip and tuck game since then. Dillon hands off, fakes the handoff, drives down to the baseline, pulls up for a 15-footer short. West with the rebound, tipped away, and going to call the foul on Dillon from behind, and he's not happy with himself as he wipes his face on his jersey. That's going to be Dillon's. Waiting to see how many that is on Dillon. That's a 17 foul, so that puts West on the line. All the more reason why that wasn't a good foul, and he knows it. Hatch in, White in, along with Wilson, McShane, and Yeager. West to the line to shoot one and one. Also in for the Pirates, Tristan Fergus, 6'4 junior. All right, West to the line to shoot one and one. First one is up and good. Bailey West with 10 points in the first half. Tanner Lewis with 11. Bernards with 9. Balance scoring, 6 points out of Nowlin. West hits a pair. He leads all scorers. 39-28, Warriors down 11 now. Need to get something going on the offensive end. This is where they've been struggling the last few minutes. Haven't done much. They had 22 or 18 points. They've only scored 10. There's a strip. Hatch thought he had that all by himself on a great pass, and Nowlin stripped it away. Wilson knocks Nowlin's pass out of bounds. Good play by Braden Nowlin to slide down on the baseline and strip Hatch as he went up for that shot. Never saw him coming. It wasn't his man. West with the ball now. Working on White. Swings it to Nowlin on the left angle. Nowlin looking for a cutter. Not there. Out on top to Fergus. Fergus goes right side to West. There's a steal by Yeager. Yeager going to take it the whole way against the traffic. Lays it up and in. Nice job by Kodiak Yeager. He went one on three, but nobody ever stopped ball. And kids, you talk about that all the time at home. If you don't stop ball, bad things happen. And that's what happened right there to Dayton. Bad things. Fergus out on top with the ball. Swings it left side to Nowlin. Nowlin puts up a deep three. No good. Hatch battling Fergus for the rebound. He gets it. Gets it out to White. White up the left side. 9-point game. White wheeling and dealing into traffic. Hits McShane for an open look from right side. Buries it! Devin McShane with a three-pointer, and Sam White made that happen. Great penetration by White. Cuts it to a 6-point lead with a minute and a half to go. Bernards walks it up across the half court. Now he breaks down Yeager, penetrates up and under. Oh, they called a foul on that. They're going to say it was down low. Hatch had two hands on the ball, and they're going to call the foul, I think, on McShane. No, on Yeager. They're going to say pushed him down below. Bernards went to the floor hard, but mainly because Hatch had two hands on the ball, the double-handed block. That's one of those bailout calls by the official, I think. But it may have been that Yeager had a little contact down low. First one good for Bernards. They're 40-33 now. 1:23 to go in the second quarter. Warriors with a good defensive effort. Bernards gets the second one. And a timeout taken by Dayton with a score of 41-33 Pirates. Game probably a little higher scoring than what the Warriors would like to be in here with the Pirates, but we're going to take a quick break. This is a full timeout. You're listening to Amity Basketball on KLYC.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
If you've been involved in an auto accident, where would you take your car to be fixed? I hope you say J&W CarStar. We have been here for decades repairing cars with excellence. Trust us to fix your car right.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care. Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist. But do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors trailing the Pirates 41-33 here in this West Valley League matchup. Third game of the regular league season for both of these squads. Both 2-0 coming into this. Dayton, top-ranked 3A team in the state. Warriors ranked number 6, and it's been a good battle so far. Warriors with a chance to cut into this 8-point lead now. White dribbles on the left side, minute and 5 to go. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson, top of the key, back to White. White crosses over. Can't get past Nallen. Back out to Wilson. Brandon with the ball. Taking his time. Working on Bernard's. Swings it over to McShane. West almost jumped that, but not quite. Now to Hatch on the right side. Back to McShane. McShane, 24-footer straight. No good. Tipped up and in by Yeager. What a great offensive putback. Yeager just jumped up and tipped it off the backboard and in. Nallen brings it up the middle of the court, swings it left side to West. West in the corner to Fergus. Fergus back out to Nallen. Nallen checks things and gives it to Bernards. Top of the key. Penetrates, kicks right side. There's a three-pointer. No good. Put up by who else but Tanner Lewis. He's jacking him up every time Bernards penetrates. Lewis gets an open three. He missed that one. 6-point game. Warriors with the ball. 10 seconds remaining. 41-35. Wilson penetrates right side. Out in the corner to White. White, 3 seconds, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. And they're going to say that's the end of the quarter. Could have been a foul on Tanner Lewis pushing on Hatch, but no call there. So we go to halftime with the Warriors trailing 41-35. But we've got ourselves a good ball game going forward. I'm going to tally up some scores, all individual scoring there. I'll give them to you after this message. Welcome back to halftime of this Warriors-Pirates rivalry game here in Amity. 9 minutes to go here at the half. Warriors trailing 41-35. They were down 22-18 after one. So it's been a pretty close game throughout after an 8-0 lead by Dayton early on as they hit a couple of threes and a quick two before the Warriors could hardly catch their breath. Warriors led in the first half by Devin McShane with 11. Dylan Stearns has 5, Kodiak Yeager has 4, and then Jason Nelson with 7. I missed that in there. And then Derek Stearns, Brandon Wilson, Sam White, and Clint Hatch all with 2. Warrior dance team putting on a little show for us here. If you're streaming this, you get a chance to watch City Riders dance team perform. Pirates had 3 players with 11 points. Zach Bernards, Bailey West, Tanner Lewis all had 11. Braden Allen with 6, and Jalen Flowers with 2. All right, so that is what's going on right now. We're going to take a break. Be back in just a few minutes to get you set up for the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School. Warriors trailing the Pirates of Dayton 41-35 at halftime of a very exciting first half of basketball. So kind of looking at the second half here, Warriors struggled when Bernard's got penetration on the defensive end. His penetration opened up all kinds of things. The problem with Bernard's is you really have to guard him about 25 feet from the basket because he's such an outstanding outside shooter. Then almost impossible to guard a good ball handler that far from the basket. I mean, you would have to be just an Olympic class athlete. And we don't have anybody to stay in front of him from 25 feet. And so he gets some penetration on you. And when he does that, you draw some help defense and then he's kicking it out. And Tanner Lewis with 3 3-pointers in the first half. And all of those came on kickouts from Bernard's penetration, as did one of Nallen's 3-pointers. So, and Bailey West, I don't think his was just a pull-up early in the game, but at least 4 of their 3-pointers have come because of Zach Bernard's drawing help defense. So that's going to be one of the things the Warriors are going to have to adjust. You got to get better rotation. Your help defense has to come, and it has to come from the right places. It just can't come indiscriminately and leaving the wrong people open. So on the offensive end, the key was really Devin McShane. When McShane's in the game, his combination of deep threat and the ability to put the ball on the floor and be a creator really gave Dayton fits in the first half. And so we'll see if what adjustments Dayton makes, what adjustments Scott Nelson makes for Amity, and how these teams come out and attack each other here. They know each other so well. They know the strengths and weaknesses of each other, and they know what you want to do, what your tendencies are. It's a matter of making adjustments and being able to force the other team out of their comfort zone. So we'll see how the Warriors do with that. We'll be right back after this. All right, radio people, welcome back. We were just talking to video streaming people there. Now we've got everybody together. Had a little discrepancy here that they're trying to figure out about the number of fouls on one of the Dayton players. Flowers kid has three according to our book, two according to theirs, and they're still talking about this at the scores table, trying to rectify this situation. Ron Hoff not happy, arms folded, shoulders sagging, shaking his head, disgusted about this whole situation. But there's really, it's nothing the coaches have any control over. This is purely a scores table issue. And Ron Hopp arguing that Tanner Lewis and Jalen Flowers should both have two fouls. Instead, apparently Lewis has one in the book and Jalen Flowers has three. And the officials are not talking to Ron Hopp. So they're trying to rectify this. And I think they've said two apiece. And so they're going to say Flowers has two and officially Flowers has two and Lewis has two. Okay, so they've gotten that straightened out. Kind of a confusing situation there. And it's going to be Warriors basketball. 6-point game. And Wilson has the ball. Bringing it up across half court. Wilson, Hatch, the Stearns boys, and McShane in the game right now. Dylan looking inside, nothing there. Hits Derek, popping out high. Back to Dylan on the right angle by the Warrior head. Now down in the corner to Hatch. Back out to Dylan. He comes to meet the ball. Swings it left side to Wilson. Still man-to-man by the Pirates here. Down in the left corner, there's a dangerous pass outside. Wilson gets it, pulls up three-pointer left side. And strong. Ball tipped loose. Flowers falls to the floor. No foul called. West leaks out, goes up, throws it up. A circus shot with the right hand. Makes it and draws the foul against probably McShane. Basket's good. Foul on Devin. First team foul. That's Devin's first foul of the game. That was a very, very difficult shot by the Bailey West, the 5'10 junior. He got into McShane and had to take a very tough kind of a hook lay-in shot to make it go. He makes the free throw also, and it's now a 9-point lead for Dayton. McShane with the ball by the Warrior head. Warriors moving left to right. McShane penetrates, draws contact, kicks it out. They've got Dylan in the corner. Nothing there. Bernard's on him. Gets it to McShane. McShane almost lost it. Now Allen on him. McShane gets him on his back, pulls up at the foul line, misses that one. Bernard's with a rebound. Bernard's pushes it himself, leaves it for Nallen. Nallen lays it up and in. Nice fast break there by Dayton. Had a two-on-one, and they executed it the way you're supposed to. Dylan Stearns goes down low. Ball tipped away. Dylan gets it back. Now he throws it underneath the hatch, and we've got a foul called on the baseline. I think that's going to be on Tanner Lewis. That'll be his third. Lewis was scrambling for the ball over there, and Scott's going to take a quick timeout here and talk about some things probably on the offensive end. They've been sloppy with the ball here in the third quarter, haven't taken very good care of it, and haven't gotten a good look at a shot really, except for maybe if you count McShane's free throw line pull-up jumper. All right, well, we've got a short timeout, so while we're doing that, let me remind you that since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Tim Harzma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand your goals so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harzma today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. All right, it's going to be Warrior basketball on the baseline. Moving some cheerleaders around here so they can get the ball inbounded where they want. It's outside of the three-point line, on the sideline, almost in the corner. They get it into Derek Stearns. Derek out on top. Bad pass picked off by Bernards. Bernards takes this in, loses it on his way up, and then lays it in. He wanted to dunk that, and he lost it on his way up. Careless pass there by the Warriors. Now they're down by 13 just like that. This was a 6-point game at halftime. They've been outscored 7-0 here to start the quarter. Same way. And there's another ball tipped loose. Wilson gets it back, penetrates in, hangs, puts it up and in. Should have been fouled. No call there. He got hammered to the floor. 48-37. Nallen, top of the key, leaves it for a three-point look from Lewis, and he buries it. You cannot let Tanner Lewis have those open looks. He has improved his three-point shooting since last year, obviously, and he's shooting that ball with confidence. McShane at the Warrior head. Warriors down 14 now. Out on top to Wilson. Wilson penetrates out to McShane. Nallen closes out quickly. McShane now goes baseline, up and under, hits the rim, draws contact. And that's going to be, I think, Tanner Lewis's fourth foul. Getting him out of the game would be a boon to the Warriors' defense anyway. And he is headed to the bench with his fourth foul. Coming in for him will be Jacob DeSmet. DeSmet, a six-foot senior. But I can't imagine he's got the kind of shooting touch that Lewis has demonstrated tonight. McShane makes the first. He's got 12 in the game. .223 to go in the third quarter. Free throw no good by Nelson. Nelson, 3 out of 5 from the foul line tonight. Ferguson to the game replaces DeSmet. DeSmet. Second one by Nelson, good. And the Warriors get into a 1-2-2 press here. Bernards has it in his hand, throws it way ahead to Nallen. Nallen on the right side, pulls up from 22, rims it, no good. Alley-oop, up and no good. Flowers gets the rebound, he puts it up and in. Up, hits the 15-foot lean-back shot. He's got 8, cuts it back to 12. Bernards with the ball, works off the Flowers screen, pulls up from 23 and hits it, 22 maybe. Bernards just as calm as can be, just an assassin out there. Minute 40 to go. Wilson goes baseline. Jaeger pulls up for a three, going the other way. Misses. Rebound by McShane. He backs it out on the right side. Penetrates with a left hand, and we've got a double foul called against Fergus and Derek Stearns. So they were battling for low post position on the right side of the lane, and they're just called for a double foul down there. That's the sixth team on the Pirates, fifth on the Warriors. Warriors down by 15, and they have the ball. This game starting to slip away if they don't get some offense going. There's a lob to from McShane to Derek Stearns, and he lays it up and in. That's the old Lance Nelson play on the inbound. Stearns releases and just goes right to the front of the rim. Bernards goes baseline. Shot won't count. He was fouled way out on the perimeter. Foul going to be on Wilson, his third 16 foul. So both teams will be over the limit the rest of the way in this game. Warriors down 13. Bernards in the left corner, penetrates, up and under, and makes the shot. What a tough, tough shot that was by Bernards. He's a fun player to watch, even if you don't want to root for him because he's on the other team. The things he does are pretty impressive. That was he took that one-on-two all the way into the lane. Hung came up and under the other side and just flipped it up over the rim and in. Didn't even use the backboard. McShane starts to penetrate, picks up his dribble, goes out to Jaeger. Jaeger crosses over, nothing there. Tries to cross-court pass to Wilson, picked off by Nallen. Nallen takes it in, lays it up and in. Jaeger with a bad pass there, and that one's going to come back to bite him. Now it's a 17-point lead. A little bit of pressure. 18 seconds left in the third quarter. Warriors desperate for some offense. The defense has been okay, and there's another steal. Tried to lob it into Derek Stearns. Zach Bernard takes it all the way, and they're going to call a foul on that. McShane had all ball as he went up for the shot. Bernard's powered through it, missed the shot, and they call a foul on McShane. McShane talking to Coach Nelson and as he walks past the bench towards the other end of the floor. Devin doesn't complain very often. If he's made a foul, he'll own it. That one, he had a great defensive play on that, and the officials bailed out Bernards. Bernards goes to the line and hits the first one. He's got one more. And he makes it a 19-point lead. This game's slipping away from the Warriors. They'd have to go on quite the run now. McShane struggling to get the ball, leans up and under through, and that one over the backboard. So, what was a 6-point game is now a 19-point lead as the Warriors trail the Pirates 69-50. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where the Warriors trail the Pirates 69-50. Pirates in that third quarter outscoring the Warriors 28 to 15. And so you can see on both ends of the floor, that was a struggle for the Warriors in that quarter. They turned the ball over carelessly a number of times, and defensively just did not do a good job for much of the quarter. There's another turnover. Jaeger throws it away, and there's a kicked ball going the other way off of Wilson. Nallen had the steal there. Jaeger just getting himself too deep on the baseline and struggling with the good defensive pressure of the Pirates. Bernard's with the ball. Pirates with a comfortable 19-point lead, and we've got a double foul on Fergus and looks like Jaeger away from the ball. So both teams are over the limit. Going to call it on Fergus. That's the second time Fergus hasn't been involved in a double foul. Fergus and Jaeger are talking and laughing about it because they didn't think either one of them was fouling. They were just playing physical defense. Jaeger out. He gives a little fist bump to the chest of Fergus as he leaves. But I think both players are a little confused by that. Now Fergus talking with Clint Hatch, who's into the game for the Warriors, still laughing about that. It's like, you got to be kidding me. A little touchy there. Bernard's pulls up and buries a 23-footer as he comes off a high screen there. Bernard's doing what he does. Coming the other way, McShane comes back with a 25-footer on the left angle. Right back at you, Zach, says Devin, and buries the three-pointer. Nowlin works the left side, crosses over, goes all the way out the right side, kicks it out to West. West penetrates, looks for the cutter. That was Bernard's, and it's off of his leg and out of bounds. Good defensive play by Wilson. That was a great cut by Bernard's, and Wilson stayed with him the whole way. Bernard's not moving very well. I think he must have tweaked something a little bit, one of his hips or something, when he went to the ground earlier when McShane tied him up, because he hasn't been moving real well since then. McShane pulls up, another three-pointer. This one long and off the back of the rim. Good box out by Fergus to keep Stearns from getting the ball. West back to Bernard's. Bernard's quick trigger three misses. Nallen with the rebound. He misses, and Hatch. Nallen had an uncontested lay-in as he got past Nelson for the rebound, and he just missed it. McShane would have had a look at the three, but the pass wasn't clean. Hands it off to Wilson. Wilson penetrates right side. Tries to go bounce pass on the baseline to Nelson, and Fergus cuts it off and steals the ball. Gets it to Nellen. Nellen gets to the foul line to Flowers. Flowers back out to Nellen. Nellen, three-pointer, top of the key, and hits it. They have a lot of guys that can shoot, and they move the ball well. Penetrate and kick, and they beat the Warriors on this a number of times. McShane into the lane. He's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot one and one. They're going to call it before the shot, so it'll be one and one, not two shots. Dylan Stearns in, replaces Jason Nelson. So it's going to be a growing experience for these Warriors, playing the top-ranked team in the state. And this is a team that's got a lot of weapons. I mean, they can shoot, they rebound well, and they play good defense. You know, and when you can, and they handle the ball well. And so, you know, if you're talking about four different facets of the game, that's it's pretty tough to do them a lot better than what Dayton's done them tonight. McShane misses the free throw. Pirate basketball. They're setting up their offense slowly here. They kick it left side. Nallen takes a wide open three. He misses. Dylan Stearns high for the rebound. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson brings it up. Warriors down 22 here in the fourth quarter. McShane fakes the three. Tries to go inside to Derek Stearns. Stolen away. And there's the pass ahead to Bernard's. And he finger rolls it up and in. Barely got it in there. That was Tanner Lewis with the steal at the other end. So lots of runouts for the Pirates tonight. I would guess they probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 points off of fast break. Derek Stearns with a nice take right into the face of Flowers there. Lays it up and in. A little short four-foot lay-in there right in front of the rim. Lewis with a three-pointer, no good. McShane battles for it. Ball goes out of bounds off McShane and Stearns. 77-55 with 5:24 remaining here in the fourth quarter. You know, the Warriors have played well in spurts, but they have not played well consistently throughout this game. Now, if they can take anything encouraging out of this, is if they had taken better care of the basketball and had rotated better on defense, they probably would be in a tight game right now. There's a missed three-pointer. Hatch with the rebound gets it to Dylan Stearns. He is hammered and no call. They just say he knocked it out of bounds. Nowlin came from behind him, body checked him, knocked the ball out of bounds, but there's no foul called. Warrior basketball underneath their basket, left side of the key. Wilson in the corner. Tries to get to McShane, stolen by Nowlin. I think West might have tipped that. Goes to Bernards. Bernards fouled across the face by McShane. He goes down hard. McShane going over to check on him. As I said, these are guys that respect each other and like each other. They just want to beat each other. Bernards went down hard. He was a little hobbled before, and he went down pretty hard on that one. Slow to get up. It's like he'll be all right. He's not coming out of the game. So he landed right on his rear. He's pointing to, talking to his coach. Goes to the foul line to shoot two. Makes the first one. Bernard's had 11 at halftime. In the second half, he's hit three threes. He's got 22 in the second half by my count. 23 now as he hits that one. 23, that gives him 34 points in this game. And he was quiet early in the game, biding his time. Hits a pair. McShane with the ball. 79-55. McShane works on West. Gets into the key. Jump stop out to Dylan. Dylan didn't pull the trigger there. Goes baseline. Blocking foul on Flowers. That'll put Dylan Stearns on the line to shoot one and one. Nope, two shots. They're going to say he was in the act of shooting. Hop chewing out West for letting his man go by him and causing the collision on the baseline. Dylan didn't take the three out there. A little gun shy on that one or something. Didn't feel comfortable, I'm not sure. Not like him. He had a decent enough look. It wouldn't have been a good look for somebody like me, but it was a good look for Dylan, who's got about as quick as release as they come. Stearns to the line. They're wiping up some sweat on the floor. That's the delay here. 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. 79-55 in favor of the Pirates. Dylan hits the first one. Just 6 points in the game for Dylan. Hit a three early in the game. Hasn't hit any more since then. Hasn't really had a lot of good looks in this game. Hits them both. 22-point game. 4:53 remaining. Bernards walks the ball up the floor to Nowlin. Nowlin with the ball, center circle. To Bernards. Bernards looking for a cutter, nothing there. To DeSmet. DeSmet out to Nowlin. They have very good ball movement. Very crisp, sharp, good cuts. They kick it out. There's another wide open three-pointer. This one missed. DeSmet with the rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Lewis missed that three-pointer from the top of the key. Had a good look there. Since he went out of the game, he hasn't really been able to find that rhythm again. Boy, he had some rhythm going early in this game, though. Lewis has four threes in the game, 14 points total. DeSmet to the line. First of two, misses it. He'll have one more. 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. What was a close game in the first half. 6-point game at halftime. Flowers gets the miss, misses his shot. Lewis gets the rebound, kicks it out to Bernards, 24-footer all by himself, and he buries it. Didn't rebound, and that led to Flowers getting a rebound, and then another offensive rebound led to Bernards getting a wide-open three because everybody was in the paint except for him. White penetrates, throws the ball away. Thought he was going to hit McShane cutting. McShane went, faked one way, went the other, and White threw it out of bounds. 4:05 to go in the fourth. 82-57 now. Dayton has taken what was a close game at halftime and turned it into a blowout here in the second half. Lewis to Flowers. Foul line jumper. No good. Rebound Stearns. Dylan with the ball. Nice bounce pass to Yeager. Yeager pulls up from 10. No good. Rebound to Smet. We've got a foul on Lewis, and that'll be it for him. That's going to be his fifth. He just fouled out of the game. Ball was in the air. McShane jumped for the rebound, and Lewis undercut him. Lewis out of the game with his fifth foul. That'll put Jason Nelson on the line. I thought it was McShane. It was Nelson going for the rebound. Into the game, Chase Kapener. Or Kapener. Or Kapener. Or Kapener. I don't know. We'll go with Kapener. Nelson misses the foul shot. Jason, normally a pretty reliable foul shooter, struggled a little bit tonight from the line. He's got three misses in eight attempts. And makes the second one. Now he has three misses in eight attempts. Five out of eight from the line for Nelson. Bernards flips it over to Nellen. Nellen works his way to the top of the key. Knocked away from behind. White gets it. Jaeger with the steal. And then a bad bounce pass off the feet of Jaeger and steal by Bernards. Bernards pushes it to Nellen. Nellen for three. No good. Weak side rebound. DeSmet goes up and makes the short jumper. Jacob DeSmet with his first 2 points of the game. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. And this has turned into a third and fourth quarter rout for the Pirates. Quick three-pointer from Dylan Stearns. Hits a three. Dylan's second three of the night. He's got 10 points in the game. 3 minutes to go now and a 23-point lead. Warriors pressing a little bit. Flowers gets it over to Bernards. Bernards just inside the Warrior head. Hits another three. Looks at the Pirate fans and gives them a three sign. Coming right back the other way. Dylan Stearns misses the three. Ball tipped out of there. Nallen with the rebound. Nallen pushes it up middle of the court. Throws it ahead to Kapener. He misses. Saved by Dylan Stearns. Then Nallen knocks it out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Rosas back into the game. Played early and got three fouls. He comes in for Bernards. Bernards done for the night. Bernard's pleading his case with Ron Hoppett. I want one more trip down the floor, coach. Not going to get it. McShane with the ball to Wilson. Wilson. Dribble drive out in the corner. McShane for three. No good. Dylan battling for the ball. Flowers comes out of there with it. Throws it way ahead to Rosas, and there's nobody faster than him, but he can't get to it. And so it will be Warriors basketball. 2:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 87-61. Fergus coming back into the game. Flowers out. Didn't do a lot of scoring tonight. Has just 8 points in the game, but he was a force around the basket, especially on the defensive glass. White with a look for a three. Short. Dylan Stearns rebound. Puts it back up and in. Good hustle by Dylan Stearns there. Gives him 12 in the game. 2 minutes to go. DeSmet at the Warrior head. The left end of the court out on top to Fergus. Fergus swings it left side to Nowlin. Nowlin crosses over White, steps back, deep two, and hits it. Nowlin, that was a tough shot. Started his drive right, stepped back to his left and backwards. White with a three the other way. He misses. DeSmet with the rebound, gets it ahead to Nowlin. Nowlin thought he was going to get checked from behind. DeSmet follows the shot and lays it up and in. Nallen's missed two wide open lay-ins because he thought people were going to block his shot. McShane gets to the foul line, pulls up, no good. And, boy, Dayton's threatening to stick 100 on the board here. The Warriors are quick shooting at one end, and Dayton's coming back and scoring. It's 91-63 with a minute 12 to go. Remember, this was a 41-35 game at halftime. Warriors have been outscored 50-28 in the second half. White picks up a foul. It's going to put Kapener on the line. Kapener, a 6'4 senior. He goes to the line to shoot two. First one good. His first point of the game. Minute seven to go. 92-63. Kapener have one more. Jaeger and McShane out of the game. Barrier and Mather in. Second one, no good. Mather with the rebound. Mather gets it ahead to Wilson. Wilson, penetration, gets in the lane, pulls up from eight, rolls it around, won't stay. That's the story of the second half for the Warriors, shooting right there. That's a shot Wilson makes about 80% of the time. It just wouldn't fall. There's a three-point attempt, short by number 33. That's Matthew Brodeur into the game, a 5'9 junior. Also into the game, Finley. out there with Rosas and a couple other Dayton players. Warriors basketball, 45 seconds to go. Wilson crosses over at the foul line, gets inside, lays it up, leaves it short, go to the foul line to shoot two. 41.4 seconds left in this one. So, yeah, so what was a six-point game is now a 29-point lead, a 23-point advantage here in the second half by Dayton. And I don't know that Dayton really did a lot different. Defensively, they took away the drive a little bit better, but really it was about the Warriors just not being patient on the offensive end, not moving the ball well enough, and then turning it over. Wilson hits a pair. He's got 10 points in the game. 40 seconds to go. Finley with the ball. Finley. Finley crosses over, gets to the top of the key, hands it to DeSmet. DeSmet stolen away. Barrier comes up with it, throws it ahead to Mather. Mather up and under, lays it up and scores. Daniel Mather with a basket. 22 seconds to go. 92-67. Mather with a good lay-in there. Warriors trying to wrap this one up and get out of here. There's a turnaround to Smet. Misses. Rosas with a rebound. 5 seconds to go. Wilson tries to pick his pocket. No luck there. Rosas will dribble it out, and that's the ball game. The final. Dayton 92 and Amity 67. So the real story of this game, second half basketball. Warriors trailed by 6 after 2 quarters and trailed by 19 after 3. That little burst there, going from 6 to a 19-point lead, really sealed the deal for the Warriors. They were outscored in the fourth quarter, 23-17, but that's kind of irrelevant. It was really that 19-point lead that they had at the end of 3 that did it. So I'll give you some quick score totals here in just a moment. Let me give you one commercial, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball.